بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابن مسعود الأنصاري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. حضرت ابو مسعود الأنصاري رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said إن مما أدرك الناس من كلام النبوة الأولى. Amongst the talks, advices which people have received from the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam of before, amongst those very important advices, one of them is إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَحِي فَاسْنَعْ مَا شِئْتْ. If you do not have shame in you, then do whatever you want to. Of course, this is not permission that is given, it is a warning that is sounded, that if you don't have shame in you, then you will do any and everything. And this is one of the great inhibitions, protections for a person from committing sin, to have sharam haya. And unfortunately, this was perhaps one of the first things that shaitan has destroyed from us. And it isn't sharam and haya that only women must have, particularly it is for women, but even men must have full sharam and haya. So, and with this inhibition, this protection is not there, then a person will commit any and every sin and he will not worry anything about it. Like for example, the expression and the outward thing of this is that a person says, I don't care what the people say. And then he just, that person who has that attitude will commit any and every sin. And this comes as far as speech also is concerned. No matter who thinks what about me, but I'll say what I want to. You do your thing, I'll do my thing. A person goes to this extent to say, I'll go to my qabr, you go to your qabr. You don't tell me anything. This is when all that shame is lost in a person, then he has this attitude. As far as dressing is concerned, today perhaps there is hardly any sharam haya left as far as dressing is concerned. Even our woman folk who are in hijab, who are in who wear burqa and with the cloaks, so these also in many cases are very tight fitting. The shape of the body shows that is also there is no sharam haya in that. Whether it is in the home, the wearing simply of tops and pants, and that also tight fitting, that also the body shows, the breast in many cases shows so clearly and so openly, and with children around, with other members of the family. So the person loses all the sharam haya, then the worst type of sins are committed. So much so that the whole family will watch TV together and terrible scenes come on there where there is the grandparents and the grandchildren also sitting and all are watching it together. This is all when sharam haya is lost. And the sharam haya is that a person must have that he does not commit evil sins. But today to do good things then we are shy. Like for example to watch TV we are not shy. But ask one of the youngsters to read kitab in the house, make some ta'aleem, we are shy to read. But to watch TV, we are not shy. So to do all the wrong things, then we are not shy. But to do the right things, then we shy away from it. Tell a girl to wear a cloak and she must be in parda, she is shy. But to tell her to wear terrible over clothes that reveal her body and show her body, in that she is not shy. So it is necessary that this quality of sharam haya must be developed in a person. Just like taqwa is a barrier that stops a person from committing sin, a person must develop a taqwa in him which is faras, and this will be the barrier that will protect him from committing sin. Like for example, there is a dam and the dam can overflow and cause lot of damage when it overflows. So they have a barrier there to protect that extra water, and it is regulated when it is over, when it has to overflow. Like that in everything of ours, taqwa we must have. And also fear of Allah. If a person hasn't got the fear of Allah, then also he will commit sins. A person might have sharam haya, so he does not commit sins in front of people. But if he hasn't got the fear of Allah, in his private life he will commit sins. Because there aren't any people to see, But he hasn't got the fear of Allah Ta'ala. So this is a very, very important quality that has to be developed and which is natural within a human being. And it is not, a person is not, he doesn't just lose it, but we are robbed of it. With our the different environments, whether it is the school going environment, university environments are even worse. And all these places like this, then a person loses all his sharam haya. Then a little children swear and it means nothing to them. They chat back at their parents, which is a common thing today. Chat back at the teachers, ustads, etc. All this is, there is no respect. There is no sharam haya left in a person. So this is a very important quality and a basic quality of deen. Where Iman has got so many different departments in it, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referred particularly, وَالْحَيَاءُ شُعْبَةُ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. That haya, sharam, is one very important aspect of deen. But today our attitude generally is, let the people say what they want to, let them think what they want to, I'm going to do what I want to. And because of that, lot of sin is committed. So in order to correct oneself, reform oneself, he has to develop this quality of having sharam and haya. And that is, that a person, one of the ways is, that he reads up and he knows, understands, learns what is the sharam haya and develops it within. He stays with people who have got sharam haya in them. And that will rub off onto him. And that will save him from great amounts of sin. But if a person is just unmindful, neglectful, and does not worry about it, and loses sharam haya, he will commit the worst type of sin, and think that like just a fly was sitting on a person, and he made it fly away. He will not feel anything. If he has the sharam haya, fear of Allah, taqwa, perchance he commits a sin, he will feel like the mountain has broken down upon him, and he won't be able to tolerate it. May Allah give us tawfiq to develop this great quality of sharam haya. And this is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that it was from coming down from all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wa salam. All taught it to their people that you must have sharam and haya. Wa akhiru da'wana.